According to a report by the Dodge County Sheriff's Department, a concerned motorist alerted a Columbus officer about Peg Lautenschlager's driving. The state car she was driving from Madison to her home in Fond du Lac was later found in a ditch. No one was injured. Lautenschlager told officers she was tired. Reports say she admitted to having a couple glasses of wine and refused a blood test. A breathalyzer showed her at 0.12, but that evidence is not allowed in court. Governor Jim Doyle was in Washington, D.C. at the time, but knows about the incident and says Lautenschlager has some explaining to do. Spokesperson Dan Leistikow.
He's aware of the situation, and this is now a legal matter that's between the Attorney General and the authorities in Dodge County, and it'll have to be handled by the courts.
Dodge County Sheriff Todd Nails says Lautenschlager did not ask for any special treatment when she was arrested.
She was very cooperative throughout the entire process, and a refusal to submit to a blood test or answer questions should not be construed as uncooperative.
In a written statement, Lautenschlager described herself as deeply embarrassed. In that letter, the state's first female attorney general apologized to co-workers in the Justice Department and said she will accept the consequences of her actions. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.